sifter.com.au.
You've basically made a Love Island of sorts.
Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter fell in love with Mothman. Chapel Rowan is in love with the Loch Ness Monster.
Checks out.
Gianni's in love with Sailor Moon.
That really checks out, actually. Welcome back to Drop Rate, Sifter's review podcast. My name is Kyle Paletto. On this week's episode, we're talking Tomodachi Life, Living the Dream, the latest in the Life Sim series and first entry in over a decade. Before we get into the game, let's find out what's been making the news this week with the top stories on Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly news podcast.
Hi, I'm Kat John.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Here are the top stories this week on Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly news podcast for Sunday, the 2nd of August.
GTA Online bans in-game gambling for Aussies. Let's get gambling banned. Full stop. Next.
Viral social game Mecha Chameleon has a rough week with dodgy malware maps and a Discord hack.
And jilted PlayStation fans plan to turn off PS5s to protest the end of physical discs.
Plus, we give you a preview of the most interesting games that are releasing this week.
You can get every episode of Walkthrough for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or on our website sifter.com.au every Sunday.
Hello. This is Me News at 1, on Friday the 1st of May. Arguably at the peak of his artistic career right now, Dawes has caused quite a stir with his latest controversial piece.
Joining me on the panel this week, we have games journalist and Sifter producer Kat John. Kat, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'll start by saying I haven't actually played this game, so this is going to be very much a you telling me what this is about, because there's been a lot of chatter in the Sifter Discord about this game, and it all sounds like nonsense, mayhem. I don't understand. Lay it on me. Give me like a very elevator pitch of what the heck is this game?
So the concept of the game is that you've got an island of Miis, like the little Nintendo avatars, and you are watching them do things. And that doesn't sound particularly gamey, but basically they've got kind of minds of their own, and then you can teach them to do things. And the concept of the game, I guess, is that you're supposed to teach them about the people that you've based them off of. So then you get all of these really fun moments when they actually do the things that these people would or wouldn't do.
Is that actually baked into the game? I thought you had just decided to, you know, in the same way that, you know, you might recreate your own home in Sims or something like that. I thought maybe you decide just to create your own community in this game. Or is that actually something that's baked in? You're meant to do that.
It's kind of what everyone does, yeah. Pretty much the two variations of how you play this game is you either make all of your friends or you make like celebrities or fictional characters. So like there's some people, I've seen some that have made their island just the entire cast of Heated Rivalry. I wasn't ready to go that deep in. I wanted to have some friends as well. But I do actually have a bit of a surprise for you, Kyle. I did actually make you a few days ago so that I could watch you get up to some bullshit.
What a treat. And what did I get up to?
I'm going to be completely honest with you. Immediately upon dropping into the island, you met Gianni, Sifter executive producer Gianni, and you made
fun
of him.
Walked into the ocean? Oh, okay.
More or less, yeah. He immediately started telling you how capable he is in an emergency, and then you walked away from him. So I felt like that's something that would really happen.
This game really gets us.
You met me and immediately fell in love with me.
Okay. I'm getting this now. I'm getting an idea of what this game is for and what this game is about.
Yeah.
So that's fun. Has this developed? Was your me interested?
I actually told you that you weren't allowed to.
That's crazy. So you can make a strict rule to be like, this person actually isn't worthy of love.
One of the main things is that the Miis basically ask you for permission for everything that they do. So when they think that they've developed a crush, for instance, they have their whole little cutscene about it, but then they will look at you and say, is this love? and you can tell them yes or no.
Heavy.
So in this instance, I said no.
Well, look, that's okay. I'll get over it. Time will heal this wound, I'm sure. For my me. Not for me, obviously.
For me.
For my me. That's so funny. So what have you what's your history with this series? Have you played the other entries?
The original game, I actually never owned it. But my primary school best friend, this is aging me a little bit. My primary school best friend owned it. So every school holidays, I would go to his house and we would play the game together and we would build new characters only on the school holidays. And then during the school term, he would send me pictures of what they were doing. And the original game wasn't set in an island. It was set in an apartment building. So they couldn't like roam as free. They kind of just went to each other's houses. But I mentioned this in my review that we've got on the website. The original game also had this feature called the concert hall, where you could send your Miis there and you could give them custom songs to sing. So we would write these little songs for them to sing, and then he would like send me videos of them singing it when I couldn't be there. But for a solid...
That's incredibly wholesome.
Yeah. For a solid like couple years, our biggest form of communication would be him sending me clips of this game. And like he obviously had me and him, and then everyone else was just characters. So every time we would get like a new interest, we would add the new character and we would build it out. So when this one came around, I was like, this is my childhood.
That's obviously a very wholesome memory for you with this series. How has that translated now, a decade plus later, to your current situation? I know you mentioned in your written review that it's very much taking the place of like community for you, or kind of filling in that gap when you're not really seeing people in person. Can you speak on that a bit?
Yeah, as you said, I touched on it a lot in the review, but I'm very much a person that my love language is staring at people in silence. And a lot of my friends don't live locally to me. They don't live even in the same state as me. So having these little versions of them in my Switch that I could kind of just click into whatever time, and as I played more, they became even more similar to these actual people. Like, you know, the longer that I put into it, my actual best friend, I would send her pictures of what her Mii was doing, and she'd be like, that is exactly what I would do. Or they would say these things, and it's just like the way that the game works. You just teach them proper noun, verb, whatever, and then they put that into the same sentence structures. But sometimes you'll just get a really, really good one.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that in depth. That's pretty impressive. Would you say, is that the main standout that separates this from a Sims or a Animal Crossing, things like that?
Yeah, it's, for me, it's the standout. It's the thing that makes it its own thing, the personalization of it. So having customizable outfits and all that other stuff, having all these people interacting, that's, you can get that in so many other games. The one thing that Tomodachi Life has always had for me, and that Living the Dream has done really well, is how much control you have. So it's not just telling them, yes, you feel this way about that person. Yes, you should go be that person's friend. You can pick someone up and throw them into a conversation if you want two people to interact. And then they'll say to you, I want to be this person's friend. What should I talk to them about? So for instance, for myself and Fiona, the walkthrough co-host that we do the weekly news with, when she wanted to be my friend and she asked me what we should talk about, I said podcasting. So now every time the two of us meet up in the street, we ask each other, have you podcasted recently?
That's so cute. Incredibly sweet. The setting of an island, is that a step up from the apartment block?
I definitely think so, because you can, there's walking down the street now. Like there just wasn't that before. It just used to be pick someone up and send them to the location. If it was one of the outside locations, like the concert hall, they're just walking down the street and they're just running into each other now. They've still got their houses, but yeah, it's, and it's cute. You can decorate the island as well. I'm a big decorator. I've always been a big decorator. So I'm getting like all of these, I'm unlocking all of these little items. I've got like one of those little, one of the most recent ones that I got was those little like spring toys you get in a playground that are shaped like animals and they just like go backwards and forwards. And I've just got a video of Chapel Rowan sitting on one of them. And it's just like, this is cinema.
And that does kind of seem like something that Chapel Rowan would do, to be honest.
Absolutely, I believe it.
Speaking of Chapel Rowan, someone who's a big advocate for, you know, progressive ideas with sexuality, gender, etc. I know there was a little bit of, is controversy the right word around this series and how it handles that kind of thing?
I would certainly call it controversy from the first game. So I'm not sure if you know this. I'm not sure how much you know about the original game.
Lay it on me.
Brilliant. In the first game, there couldn't actually be same-sex relationships, except there was a bug where if you imported like two male me's or something, then they could be in a same-sex relationship. And I think it was only male me's and it was only imported ones or something like that. Other than that, you had to do mods or you had to have like a me set as a male, but you would like, or set as male and female, and then you would like change them. But the funny thing about the fact that it came through in this bug is that it meant Nintendo had to get rid of it because it was a bug. So at the time, because of censorship laws and things like that, especially in Japan, it had to be gotten rid of. There were other countries where it had to be gotten rid of very quickly.
How does this latest one stack up?
Complete opposite. One of the first things that they announced was the fact that it was not going to be the same. So Nintendo actually publicly apologized for the whole bug fiasco and the fact that they were treating homosexuality as a bug. Coming into this game, it was made very clear from the get-go, same-sex relationships are going to be okay and we're going to have gender identities. So it's something that Nintendo has been working on a lot in a lot of their cozier games. They don't do it in some of their other games. But this is actually something that I focus on a fair bit. Is gender identities. So for instance, in Animal Crossing New Horizons was one of the first games where they did something like this. Instead of choosing a gender, you chose a style where it was just the short hair or long hair style. You can change between them and you're referred to with they, them pronouns. And that was one of the first instances of a Nintendo game doing that sort of thing. So I feel like Tomodachi Life has definitely taken a really good step in that direction. So you choose either male, female, or non-binary for your me. If you choose non-binary, you can then go in and change the pronouns between he, him, she, her, or they, them. And you can also change the pronouns once the me is already created. So you can change their actual gender once they're created, or you can change their pronouns. It doesn't make a difference, but the ability to change at whim with no item cost is quite progressive, honestly.
Yeah, and something that is important to you, clearly.
Yeah, can you tell this is my hill to die on?
No, I just can tell that it's something that you're passionate about, and it's just nice to see the industry that you love and the medium that you love catching up with where you and we are on this. You know,
it's probably one of the first games, probably at the very least, of the games that I've played this year. It is the game that I feel that I've made a most accurate version of myself gender-wise. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the fact that the character dresses like me and talks like me and does all that, nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. Actually being able to... I actually made two characters for me to be able to better convey it because I use both she, her, and they, them pronouns. Mm-hmm. So I've got... You can't do mixed pronouns in the game, sadly, but I've got two different characters, one that uses she, her, and one that uses they, them.
It's a great workaround.
It's a workaround. It's the most me I've ever felt in a game.
That's really nice to hear. Is there any kind of story, like at this stage, all people, I think, you know, going off of this review, the understanding is you make people and then you let them roam free. Is there a baked in story or goals?
The story is what you make it. The general goal, I suppose, is making your me's happy. So they can level up. When they level up, you can make wishes in a wishing fountain where you can get more items for them to then be able to level up again. As you level up more, you unlock different buildings. Like I think the final one you can unlock is a Ferris wheel, but there's like a photo studio, there's a restaurant, there's all these different things that just unlock more things for them to do. But primarily you create the story. And that's part of what made the game feel very personal to me.
And you haven't found yourself running out of things to do?
Honestly, no. At first I was struggling a bit because I felt like everyone was too nice to each other. Everyone just wanted to be friends. And I'm a very dramatic person. I wanted problems. I went on a little bit of a spree where I made a bunch of extra me's. I think I've got about 30 on my island now. And I just started like mass introducing them to everyone. I would just go through and anyone who hadn't met other people, I introduced everybody. And now everyone is falling in love at random.
You've basically made a love island of sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter fell in love with Mothman.
That was a match. You could have seen that coming a mile away. I mean,
well, yeah, of course. I did hope it was going to happen.
Between those two, right?
Yeah. Chapel Rowan is in love with the Loch Ness Monster.
Again, honestly,
well, the Loch Ness Monster looks a little bit like the love interest from the Casual music video, so it worked out quite well for me. Gianni's in love with Sailor Moon.
That really checks out, actually. And just to be clear, though, I am unlovable on your island.
I have a rule that the Sifter team should not be falling in love with each other. That is too many questions.
I couldn't have some kind of, you know, maybe a monster, like a Bigfoot.
Well, I do have Bigfoot. I'll introduce you guys and I'll see what happens.
All right. You let me know
how
that goes.
At the moment, you're quite close with the evil wizard.
I'll take an evil wizard. Absolutely. Yeah.
He keeps showing you his orb.
Okay, maybe buy me a drink first, evil wizard. This game sounds like chaos, but it sounds perfect for you. Who else do you think it's for?
People like me is definitely the target. I'm just trying to think of how much I want to out myself on how I'm going to describe that. Little freaks.
Mm-hmm.
People who like performatively playing video games, like people who love being able to post on social media, look at what I just did in this video game. This is the game for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like my entire For You page at the moment is people doing weird shit in this game.
What didn't work for you?
I had to think about that really hard when I was writing my review because in my heart, the game didn't feel like a perfect 10, but I couldn't really vocalize why. And I think that the reason that I gave in my review was that not enough people fell in love with me. But that has since changed.
And then you made me.
Well, yeah. That helps my ego a lot. Thanks, Kyle.
You're welcome.
As you kind of drew on this idea of doesn't that get boring, just having the same thing over and over again, they're not really doing anything. They're just doing what I tell them to do. There's a point where it's not the kind of game that you can necessarily really sit there for a long period of time and play. But I will play it multiple times a day in shorter stints. It's more of a sprint than a marathon.
That doesn't really sound like it's too negative. It sounds like it's a very particular kind of game for a particular kind of vibe. And I guess it being on a handheld on the Switch makes it perfect for those really quick, just pick up and put down kind of sessions.
Yeah. The day that it released, I went to a launch event run by Nintendo. And that day I was actually going into the city with my best friend. So she met me at my house. We went on the train together and we're playing it on the train. And I let her make herself so that she would have that little experience. And we put in all of these different characters. But just that hour on the train of holding it between the two of us and laughing at whatever weird things happened, that felt to me like exactly what the game was made for. That and sending these screenshots and these little pictures that I've been sending to all of my friends, especially from my past experiences with the game, it feels like such this connection to what it should be for me that it's so hard that to ever have seen this game in a negative light. I don't think I would have been capable.
Well, I guess it's pretty obvious whether you would drop or rate this one then.
Big fan. I would not drop it.
Glad to hear. And I think that I might even give it a go because as far as I know, there is a free demo available on the Nintendo store. Is that right?
Yes. So on the free demo, you can get up to 3 Miis. And you can do like some of the very smaller interactions. Pretty much once you've done the free demo, you will be so hooked that I would be surprised if you don't then get the full game.
That's a challenge that I think I'm going to have to take on board. Kat, thank you so much for joining me. That's Tomodachi Life Living the Dream. Thanks to Nintendo for providing us a code for review. Pick it up on the Switch or Switch 2 right now. Kat, where can listeners find you on the internet and check out some more of your work?
Pretty much anywhere that Sifter does things, it's probably me doing them. So on our website, I look after our social media, and I also use the Sifter account to argue with people in comments. So generally speaking, it's probably me.
And you've stepped up and are helping out Fiona with the Walkthrough podcast quite regularly as well, right?
Oh, yes, I am. I forgot about that.
This has been Drop Rate by Sifter, our video game review podcast. Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the theme music. Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, myself, Kat Jahn, Naomi Jackson, Chris Button, and Adam Christou. Michelo is senior producer, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer. That's all for this week. You can check out what Sifter is up to on our socials at Sifter HQ on all platforms, or hop into the Sifter Discord and have a yarn with the team about what you're playing at the moment. That's sifter.com.au/discord. We'll catch you next time.
Hey there, Gianni here on Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Mina Shamali from ABC Classics Game Show joins us once again to go back through the best soundtracks of 2025, and there might be a theme that connects them all.
It could be that composers are unafraid to write songs and bring lyrics to the foreground. You see it with a few dimensions, the few of these scores you're going to hear today. And not that it wasn't always the case, but I feel like composers have become more fearless around this. And I'm quite enjoying that because it expands what it means to be a video game score.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can watch it on YouTube or head to our website, sifter.com.au.
The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.